In this bulletin, 15 COVID deaths in New South Wales and 863 cases. Victoria records 950 new cases and 7 more fatalities. And in sport, a rebrand for the A-League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales has detected 863 new local COVID-19 cases and 15 deaths, but it's reporting a drop in Sydney infections. Health authorities are reporting less cases in western and southwestern Sydney, but more infections in the regions such as the Illawarra. The state will allow fully vaccinated people to enter aged care facilities from October 11, with a limit of 2 visitors each day. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people in New South Wales need to be cautious before that date to avoid a jump in infections.
Between the 11th of October and when we hit 80% double dose, we do need to exercise that extra degree of caution to make sure that we don't see a surge in cases or a surge in hospitalisation beyond what we can manage.
Melburnians will be able to travel 15 kilometres from their home from today under an easing of the coronavirus rules. Sport, including golf and tennis, are permitted again in Metro Melbourne and in regional Victoria. The state has recorded 950 new cases and a further 7 deaths. Meantime, the Latrobe Valley is under a 7-day lockdown because of an outbreak linked to a household gathering. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Victorians have had enough of lockdowns.
People are at their wits' end. They want their kids back at school. They want businesses to reopen. They are getting the jab in record numbers because they believe that's part of the compact they have with their governments, federal and state, that when they get the jab, the restrictions will ease. And that is what state governments need to provide.
Ambulance Victoria is concerned the state's health system is under increasing pressure due to a rise in coronavirus cases. Victorian paramedics are transferring about 150 coronavirus patients to hospital each day, but say they're being turned away. The ambulance service is reporting long delays, and more than 3,000 Victorians made ambulance phone calls on Monday. It's the highest number of calls since the deadly thunderstorm asthma event in 2016. The federal government has announced plans to scale down economic support payments once the states and territories reach a 70% full vaccination for adults. The government says under the plan, automatic renewal of payments will stop and recipients will need to reapply to show that they're eligible. Recipients had received $750 a week if they lost more than 20 hours of work and $450 weekly if between 8 and 20 hours of work had ceased. The payment will be phased out over a 2-week period before it ends when a jurisdiction reaches 80% full vaccination and a Commonwealth hotspot status remains. At that point, a flat payment of $450 will apply for those who have lost more than 8 hours of work and $100 for those on income support. Queensland health authorities have reported one new coronavirus case who is a close contact of a worker from the aviation industry. A truck driver who tested positive in New South Wales but had travelled to the Gold Coast won't be recorded in the state's numbers. Health Minister Yvette Duff has announced mask-wearing rules will apply for the Gold Coast and she's urging Queenslanders to comply.
But it shows once again the risk to Queenslanders of this virus coming across our borders. So please go out and get tested, making sure you are wearing your masks at all times, indoors and outdoors, unless you can socially distance outdoors.
In football, Australia's top men's and women's leagues are being rebranded ahead of the coming season. The A-League will be called A-League Men, while the W League will be known as A-League Women. The Australian Professional League says it's about football with men and women being on a level playing field. Well, now today's weather. Perth, a possible shower or storm and 24 degrees. Showers for Adelaide, a top of 20. Melbourne, showers increasing, 18. Hobart, cloudy and 14 degrees. Canberra, rain, a possible storm, 15. Wollongong, showers and 20. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, a shower or two, 23. Similar conditions in Brisbane, 22. Cairns, partly cloudy, 30, and Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.